Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Zwachim, Perik, Yur Aleph, Mischne Vav, Kleine Chayshes, a copper keli, which a carbon was cooked inside, Sheyatze Chutz Leklayim. Like in the previous Mishnah, our problem is that it went outside, literally the curtains of the courtyard, but it means it went outside of the Azara, whether it's in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. Nichnas, you have to bring it back into the Azara. Umarka v'shatva, and you kasher it and rinse it in a holy place. Nitma chutz l'klayim, if it became tame while outside the Azara, so it can't be brought back in. Paichasai, make a large, like, opening in it to make it tahar. Now, a klichares becomes tar if you make a small hole inside. A metal vessel, it won't become tar. That way you have to have a large hole. Yeah, but didn't we say if you make too large of a hole, it's no longer a keli, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of bringing in the keli, and in this case, kashering it. So what you have to do is, after you make the large hole, you have to bang on it, some type of a hammer, and kind of reconnect it. So after you do this, v'nichnas, and then it comes back, Umarkai, and he kashes it, v'shaitfei, and rinses it, b'makayim kadash. So again, clean a chayshes, the kachim was cooked in it. You have to kasher it inside the azar. If it became tummy, you have to make a larger gash. It can't just be a small hole. You have to try to form it back into a keli afterwards, as the Vatanur explained it, and then bring it in to kasher it in the azara.